This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Adore Udoji is away. So if you've spent most of your life in North America, okay, you probably think Eurovision is a brand of sunglasses that Germans wear, okay? But if you've spent any time in Europe at all, you know that Eurovision is possibly the most popular, the most tension-filled confrontation between the various cultures on the continent of Europe. And this year, there's a political battle brewing. Tom Esselmont joins us. He's a BBC correspondent in Tbilisi in Georgia. First of all, Tom, Eurovision, it couldn't be huger, right?
That's right. It's a pretty large thing, and it's certainly looks like it could be a tension-filled, conflict-ridden, exciting event this year. Eurovision is not supposed to be political, but this year, by all accounts, if this song, which has been written by a Georgian group and has been voted for by public, gets through to the contest as it looks set to do so, it could be extremely controversial indeed.
All right, let's talk about the details then, because remember, I'm dealing with mostly Americans here. Eurovision is a song contest. If in Moscow, where the Eurovision contest is going to be, where the finals are going to be, if this Georgian song is played, and let's not forget there was an invasion of Georgia by Russia last year, it could have very, very direct, sort of insulting consequences for the president of, or the prime minister of Russia, Vladimir Putin. Let's first of all listen to the song, and then I want your reaction. In one sense, this is just about like every other Eurovision song I've ever heard, but because it says put in, there's a play on words there, and that is causing like serious political consequences, Tom?
You're right. The words are put in, but the way they say it or sing it is Putin, which you don't have to listen too carefully to hear the name of the Russian prime minister, as you say, Vladimir Putin. The key thing is, though, that this group who is singing the song Stefan and 3G deny that they have that this song is at all political. They say it's just a funky song that's right for Eurovision because it's important for Georgia to enter Eurovision, and they are, by all accounts, anyway, a group of sort of funky band members with white sunglasses and big hair, all the sort of things that you need if you're going to take part in Eurovision. But indeed, if this is at all a political song, and certainly that seems to be the way that many people in Russia might see it, then it could be extremely controversial indeed.
And indeed, as you say, this group is sort of the Georgian version of ABBA. In any sense, is this a throwback to the Cold War years where so much culture and poetry was buried in deeply coded samizdat kinds of places?
It potentially could be, yeah. It's interesting you mentioned ABBA because it's important to remember that Vladimir Putin, the Russian Prime Minister, is known to be not a fan of ABBA anyway. So in a sense, in this song, the Georgian band have done two things which could potentially aggravate the situation. They've sung a very 70s-style cheesy number, and they're going to be singing it in Moscow in the finals in May.
Wow.
And finally, they're mentioning what sounds like his name.
Well, Tom Esselmont, BBC correspondent in Tbilisi, thanks for sorting it all out for us. Eurovision, it's an international incident once again.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.